Thanks for joining me, Coach Jenny Levy, head coach of UNC Women's Lacrosse, on If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. Jenny, our backgrounds are very similar. We both played sports at UVA. Now we're working and thriving at UNC. And I know we still view Virginia Tech as our big rival, but let's start off with the background of your journey. Tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as a head coach at a top NCAA Division I university.
Well, I'm from Baltimore, Maryland. I grew up, you know, I had a really great family and I didn't really have much hardship. My parents provided a great education for me, and I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was a pretty average student. I always thought I was an average athlete until I learned that I wasn't, and I made my way to Virginia as a two-sport athlete, and the only thing that ever kind of gave me a clue, now looking back, that I might end up in coaching is, I remember my mom and I, when I was in sixth grade, we coached the first grade basketball team at the local Catholic school, and because my sister was on that team, so we coached the little first grade team, and I was a sixth grader. And then later in my high school career, in our basketball season. So I actually did play. I was a three-sport athlete in high school. Wow. And during my basketball season, I think my freshman year, one of my teammates couldn't understand something that we were working on, and I broke it down for her. I said, hey, look, it's pretty easy. Just think about it this way. And she turned to me and she said, you know what? You probably should think about coaching.
Wow.
And then after college, I wasn't the best athlete at UVA, but I had a passion for being on a team, and I love the work, which I think is always really important. And after college, my college coach, Jane Miller, she said, you should think about getting into coaching. Are you interested? I said, no, I don't want to coach. I had internships at UVA in marketing and fundraising and events, and but I had a couple calls to coach, and I turned them down. And then it wasn't until January, after I had graduated from college, I actually did accept a coaching job at Georgetown. So I think back to all the different times I had opportunities and been told, and I said, no, and now here I am 24 years later.
Wow, what an incredible story. So what other sports did you play in high school?
So I switched. I was a soccer, basketball, lacrosse player, and then I switched schools, and they didn't have soccer, so I had to pick up field hockey in sixth grade. So I played field hockey, basketball, and lacrosse, and actually went to UVA to play field hockey and lacrosse. Back then, that was pretty popular. I wasn't a very good field hockey player. I'd never put the time in to develop any type of skill. I was just somebody who didn't mind getting hit and putting myself in front of the ball. So after 2 years of doing both, I had a knee injury my senior in high school. So actually I played 1 year of hockey at UVA my sophomore year. And then after that, I stuck with lacrosse.
So did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced your career?
So, you know, I think back, you know, when I was coming through, there wasn't a lot of female athletes that were being highlighted as role models at the time. And really tennis was the one sport that I think got the most attention for women, and whether it was Billie Jean King, was a little bit older, but and Chris Evert, I mean, those two were the two that I remember, like, going up in the neighborhood and finding this old, we had this old rickety tennis court that was, you know, overgrown with weeds, but it had a backboard, and I used to go up there and hit and pretend I was, you know, one of those two, dreaming of one day playing in Wimbledon. So that was my first female inspiration that I can remember as an athlete. And then in high school, my high school coach was Sophie Carpenter. In fact, her sister is Mary Chapin Carpenter, the country music rock star. And Sophie had played at UVA. And she was actually the one who helped me get into UVA. I was on the chopping block as far as recruits go. They weren't going to take me. And Sophie said, told Jane Miller, I said, no, take this kid. She'll be great for you. And so Sophie was really influential and instrumental for me getting to UVA, and she was actually a grad assistant when I was there for a year. And then Jane Miller is a Hall of Fame coach who I played for at UVA. And, you know, Jane and I are, like, totally opposite on the spectrum as far as personalities go. But I learned so much from Jane, just how to be, do things the right way, button up, you know, be professional. Always know that your first impression is always the most important. So I just, you know, those two, I think, through my career at UVA, had such a big influence in how I conduct my business today.
Well, there's no doubt you had a lot to juggle as an undergraduate student and now running a major, you know, program. How do you manage your time today? How do you get it all in?
Well, I found out during college that I'm actually much better when I'm busy than when I have a lot of downtime. So actually, I was pretty much of a disaster my first year in college. I didn't know how to, like, you know, you have all this freedom. You know, you can go to class, you cannot go to class, you can choose to study, you can choose to go out, you can, you know, all the things that typical college students go through. And then, by the way, you're playing sports, and I was recovering from an ACL. So my high school was great. I had a lot of great training and how to do things well from high school, but I really didn't apply it until probably about the middle part of my sophomore year in college. So what I found is that I'm better busy. I'm very disciplined and focused as a person. But I don't know. My husband, he travels a lot. We have three kids and we both have very full schedules, and I just don't think we know any better. And I just think you have priorities. And what I've learned the hard way is sometimes you have to say no to things, if it doesn't help you towards the things that you've prioritized. So learning to say no has been something that I've gotten better at. And sometimes you get some criticism for it, but I think overall, when you put your big rocks in the bowl, which would be my family and obviously my team and my job and my friends, you know, those three things are everything I say yes to usually has to come back to one of those things.
Well stated. Let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with head coach Jenny Levy, the leader of women's lacrosse at UNC. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Jenny Levy. Jenny, you won the national championship last year, which was so exciting for UNC. So are things more hectic for you now? Can you tell us a little bit about your typical day as a coach, whether it's, let's go with when you're in season.
In season. I love being in season. And I did just mentioned it about saying no. So, you know, a typical day for me starts pretty early. I like to get an exercise in the morning. It helps me clear my brain. It's kind of like a cup of coffee. So, you know, I'll get up anywhere from 5:30 to 6 and run. I like to bike. I do a whole bunch of different stuff. But then I have three kids, so we got to get them up and out. And, you know, I like to get into my office early when I'm in season. It's very quiet around here around 8 o'clock in the morning, which isn't that early for most organizations. But yes, in athletics, it's pretty early. So I can get in here by like 8 o'clock. It usually stays quiet till about 9:30. And I do a lot of thinking. I get organized. I've put a lot of time into our team chemistry and development. So in season, I like to say no to a lot of things because I like to try to just keep my day pretty open to meet with players if I need to, obviously to meet with my staff, talk about practice. And then there's always another foot out the door that's in, like, you know, what are we doing in the next month, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months? So we run a lot of camps and clinics. We're doing a lot with career development with our team. I've got a lot of great people who support the program that we are. Every day has a different element to it, which I'll try to tap, you know, through a full course of the week, 5 days. Different days are dedicated to different topics, so I can make sure I touch on all the different balls that I need to juggle in the air, whether it's fundraising and development, alumni, obviously working with my current team and my players, you know, having them come in and touch base with me, making enough time to maybe send personal notes, personal texts to different players, different people. And then, you know, you just need to have some downtime to think. I think being busy all the time doesn't allow you to think forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important too. You can't just always be in the moment. I'm a visionary, so I always need to make time to thinking about what's going to happen in the future, because once I get that set, then I can be in the present. So that's really my main goal, is to try to get everything organized, but not be a box checker. Mm. I was for a while. When I had 3 kids under the age of 5, I was checking boxes off, and it was really hard. But now I'm like, okay, once I get organized, now just involve yourself in the moment and just engage with whatever that moment may be. And then when the next moment comes, which may be going, I might have 3 kids. We might have 3 different basketball games at 3 different places, and we don't get home till 9. Well, no big deal. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out dinner once everyone gets in the car and everyone's starving.
I'd imagine that spirit comes from maturity over time and growing as a person, but I love that spirit of letting it flow. Well, you're the CEO of a great program. Do you find time to read or watch television much? Any favorites? I've been binging on Netflix on this crazy show about women in prison. But do you find anything, any favorites?
Well, a couple years ago, I discovered the podcasts and TED Talks, audiobooks, I do like to listen to sports too, like a Bill Simmons podcast, but I also love Freakonomics Radio. I've gotten some of my greatest ideas from Freakonomics, TED Talks, all sorts of different industries. So I don't always stick with sports. I'm very much enamored with business organization and culture. And so I like to read a lot about how different companies problem solve, and so my reading really isn't that exciting. I really like things that are applicable to making me think. So the fiction and 30 Shades of Grey type stuff doesn't really float my boat, but I really like stuff that makes me think. As far as TV goes, it's usually sports on at the Levy House. Both my husband and I are obviously involved in sports, so usually it's sports. But I love the 30 for 30s. I love things that tell stories about things that you might not know. And then we're definitely an HBO family. We definitely sit on some HBO stuff and DVR it. But but I'm not a TV junkie at all. So I'm usually working.
Well, I know that mind is constantly going. Would love to have you in the classroom as a full-time professor when you finish your coaching career. But that's another subject.
That would be fun. I'd love it.
So what advice would you give young people interested in being a coach?
That's a great question. And what's happening in coaching now at the collegiate level is so many women are getting out. And it's
for lacrosse, too? I know it's other sports. Wow.
It's all the sports. And, I think what's happening is it's a really demanding career. And I think you have to work very hard to find balance in your life. But when you're younger and you're working for a head coach, one, I would say, pick your program and your coach wisely, because I think working for a great head coach can really influence where you want to go next, and it could also really break that experience down where you don't want to do anything with it. I would recommend people to read a lot, observe, learn, be willing to do anything and serve. I think serving the current team that you are working with is really important, and the more you serve and give, the more you'll get back. And I also think a lot of people get into sports because they want to win. I'm very competitive. I want to win. But what I've learned is winning is a little shallow. But if you get into coaching and you start working with, people trying to help them improve their life, improve their skills, and it's a process, then you start to invest in the team and you invest in helping people learn and get better. The winning will take care of itself. I think a win-at-all-cost process is not as fun as a how good can we be as a team and how great can we help our individuals be as well. So that would be my advice, and to stick with it. There needs to be more women in coaching. It's nothing against men. I probably would play for a guy if I had the chance, because I never did. I would also play for a woman if I had, which I did, and I loved it. So I think either can be effective, but we still need to encourage and create a system that encourages women to stay in coaching. And it's a really hard profession to be in when you have kids. And I think that's one of the things that why women get out, because they want a better balance for their personal life.
Well, that's very well stated. I plan on hosting a symposium this fall around women in sport business, because it's definitely disturbing with those numbers. A number of women are moving out of coaching positions, and we're losing those role models. We'll be right back with Jenny Levy, head coach of Carolina Women's Lacrosse. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Jenny Levy, lacrosse coach at UNC. Jenny, are there any sport executive leaders or people that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
That's a great question. It's a good question. There's so many different people but no one that I've necessarily met personally. But I've watched from afar. Someone like Howard Schultz, who started Starbucks, to me has been very interesting, just kind of how he started it, what their philosophy was. I was always surprised to know that it wasn't a franchise business. Mm. And then, you know, I read the New York Times every Sunday, and inside the fold of the business section is always a CEO that they highlight. Yes. And a business CEO in any different industry. And I love hearing about their leadership and where they got, how they got to where they are, what type of hiring they look for, what type of people they look for when they hire, what their challenges have been, and kind of watching, what's her name with Facebook, Marissa, been watching her, yes. Been watching Sheryl Sandberg, been watching the top executives in the Fortune 500, the women, and just seeing what their journeys have been, what their challenges are, how they respond to the challenges that their particular company's having. So I really read a lot about leadership in business and how to manage employees, inspire, and hire. Some of it's more specific to people, but I would say it's overall more of an industry interest than it is a specific person.
So working in this industry can be very, very competitive, especially the ACC. It's like every sport, that there's at least four or five ACC schools that could win a championship or win the national championship. What drives Jenny Levy?
I'm definitely ADD. And so I'm always on to a new idea. And it doesn't matter if somebody else in lacrosse is doing it. I really don't really measure ourselves against, what are other people doing. I'm always trying to think what's best for us. And that curiosity has something that's always been with me. And I'm a big ideas person. I love being inspired by new ideas that can cross over industries. Mm-hmm. And so then I try to implement things. And I always find that when I go after something that's new and unknown for me, it makes me uncomfortable. It's very unknown. There's definitely an element of risk. But I always find that there's some sort of uncovered treasure with that pursuit. And that, to me, really makes me tick. And it may seem, if you saw me every day, that I'm running around with my head cut off. But when all these things happen, and they don't always happen the way you think they might, they're always bringing you a great journey and a great story. And the team that I coach always is part of it. So they always go on these journeys with me, like, hey, this is my idea. What do you think? Let's try it. And it may be on field. Usually it's off field. And we'll throw anything at my team to just shake them up. And that quest for being uncomfortable, the quest for taking risks, the quest to innovate and be creative in a way that maybe people haven't thought of, I think that is probably my biggest motivator, and it just comes naturally. So I feel very lucky that that's part of who I am. It's my DNA. And if I had to do that, I've been coaching at Carolina, started my 23rd year. If I had to do the same thing for the last 23 years over and over again, I think I'd go crazy. That is the definition for me of insanity. So there's always something new on my plate that is self-prescribed that we're trying to accomplish.
Well, I'll tell you, what a wonderful time chatting with you. Thank you again for spending time with us. You're definitely a diamond heel and inspiration to us all at Chapel Hill. Jenny Levy, head coach of the Tar Heel Women's Lacrosse Program.